Blog Talk Radio.
I can tell everyone I know you love.
Father, touch our hearts, Father God, and we're just thanking you for the words, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would just have your way with each and every one of us, Father God. We're so thankful, Father God, for all the listeners and all those who participate. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you for this word because the word draws us closer to you, Father God. The word will help us to stay on the right track for you, Father God, no matter what man has to say, but the Holy Spirit will guide us and direct us into all truth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the word as it opens up to us. And it's not just something that we read. It is alive. It is rhema. And Father God, we just thanking you, Father God. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, against the listeners and those who participate, Father God.
Yes.
And we're claiming the victory over all things right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you just be with those that are sick and shut in. For your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those who are bereaved and going through. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. So help us, Father God, to open up our hearts and our mind to this word. And just thanking you, Father God, for the knowledge that we're receiving, Father God. And then we can just meditate on it and continue to walk worthy according to your word. We give you thanks, and we just ask that you will bless each and every one in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Lord, hallelujah. Beautiful prayer. Thank you so much, Pastor. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're talking about God's grace, God's favor, and having a relationship with that favor. And I want you to see how important it is to have a relationship with that favor. Or, in other words, knowing that God will give you favor. Thank God for Greg on yesterday who introduced us to the Blue Letter Bible called the BLB. Yeah. Awesome. And I had a chance to kind of matter of fact, I did download it. And I urge you guys to download it as well. The BLB, we're going to be going to that quite a bit. And I thank you all again for listening. It was an awesome revelation to know that that would even pronounce the word for you. For those that wants to know, it's just awesome. So I urge you to continue to do that. That word grace and favor is the same thing. Shame is called in the Hebrew. So we thank God for that. And when you learn to have a relationship with that word or with favor or with the grace of God and you really get it, you become just like, we'll share a few scriptures and then we'll go. Let's start with Exodus 3 and 21. Exodus 3 and 21. Let's see. Evangelist Sharon. Okay. She was listening in, and I don't know if she's on. She's at the dentist's office, so she's not able to. So I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read that for us. If anyone else like to read, you're more than welcome to read. I like for people to engage and play a part. I don't want to think this show is mine. I don't think it's all about me. I like to share. I'm like God in that area. I just want to share the word of God. I want to bless people. That's what Brother Greg did on yesterday. He blessed us. But anyway, Pastor, would you read that from, matter of fact, you can read it from both. Messenger Bible and the King James, if you will.
Okay, Pastor, you say Exodus 3 and 21?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Pastor, thank you. from the King James. And I will give this people favor in sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, I'll see to it that this people get a hearty send off by the Egyptians. When you leave, you won't leave empty handed. Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes,
God,
it is.
God gave them grace. And they began mm-hmm. to realize, Moses, they began to realize, man, you know what? We can enjoy God's favor. He'll give
mm-hmm.
the things law couldn't do, grace could do it.
Yes.
You see that, man? You
say it.
You know. Anyway, in Exodus 11:3, I'm building a case because, see, pretty soon you're going to be able to understand that grace became a thing that they was familiar with, and when they needed, they had that relationship with grace, and God will honor it. And
mm-hmm.
there's going to come a time when they're going to say, well, wait a minute, God, where's grace at? Where's she at? Well, we need her
mm-hmm.
right now. But anyway, you'll see in 11:3, read that for me, Pastor, if you would, please.
Okay. Okay, Exodus 11 and verse 3, and the King James, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Amen. And the Message Bible. So here's what you do. Tell the people to ask each man from his neighbor and each woman from her neighbor for things made of silver and gold. God saw to it that the Egyptians liked the people. Also, Moses was greatly admired in the Egyptians. Greatly admired by the Egyptians. A respected public figure among both Pharaoh's servants and the people at large. Amen.
And see, and that's what God had did for Moses. Even though the law came by Moses and grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, Moses understood that God had grace. And he had given him a favor. He had given him with the people. And that's what God does. He allowed that grace to be multiplied. That's what Peter said. Multiplied. See, that's what you want. You want grace to be multiplied. So even your enemy will respect you. You can put the favor of God on your life. So sometimes we have to ask God for favor. God has me today praying for favor, that even my enemy saw the God on my life. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to see that there came a point in time in the book of Numbers, the 11:11, where, you know, actually we could go to Exodus 12, too, Exodus 12:36. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I want you to see that God have given them favor, just like he's given us. And favor is something you got to get familiar with. You got to get familiar with that. Okay, God's going to take care of it. And after we talked about the definition, you'll be able to understand why God will give you favor. If you understand favor and you know that's part of your life, that's part of your covenant, that's part of your agreement, that's what God does for those that he care for. And one scripture talks about favorite. And because you're a favorite, that means you found God's favor. That's what separated you. But in Numbers, I'm sorry, did we read Exodus 12:36?
Not yet, Pastor.
Okay, well, let's read that, and then we'll go to Numbers.
Okay. The King James, and the Lord gave people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, let's see, Exodus 12:36. The Israelites had already done what Moses had told them. They had asked the Egyptians for silver and gold things and clothing. God saw to it that the Egyptians liked the people, and so readily gave them what they asked for. Oh, yes, they picked those Egyptians clean. Amen.
Yeah, that's how God operates. He operates in favor. So finally there came a day when Moses realized, wait a minute, over there in Numbers, I think it's 11 and 11, where Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And Lord, what's going on? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight? Where's my grace you've been giving me? Where is it at? I need to know. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Cherie.
Okay. Numbers and verse 11 from the King James. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Amen. And from the Message Bible, Moses said to God, why are you treating me this way? What did I ever do to you to deserve this? Did I conceive I their mother? So why dump the responsibility of this people on me? Amen.
Yeah. See, the people had got upset and they were crying to Moses. Moses, why is this going on? What's going on with us? Were you and God, y'all done deceived us? And so Moses had gotten really depressed and upset about the situation. So he went to God and he wanted to know from God himself what's going on.
Yeah.
He wanted to know what was happening. He wanted to know, you know, Lord. And when you read this, I want y'all to understand it spiritually. Because Moses had that communication with the Lord. He wanted to know, Lord, what have you done here to your servant? Have I not found peace in your sight anymore? Where's my relationship with grace? See, he knew he had a relationship not only with God, but with grace. And it's sort of like, you took the car from me, I can't drive now. It's like, but you closed a bank account. See, grace was that way of whatever you need done was done. So when you remove favor or grace, you want to question it. You want to know what happened to it. So that's where Moses at a place where the Bible said that he was displeased, just like the people were. Because some of the people got angry. Now, I'm not going to say Moses got angry, but some of the people got angry. And, you know, Moses did have a little attitude because God said, go speak to the rock. Just tell the rock to bring forth water. And Moses got so upset one day, he went and kicked the rock. So he had a little temper there. You know, he had a kind of temperamental from time to time. So when these people got on his face about the manna and the food and what was going on around the camp and some of these people, so we want to know, Lord, what happened here? What's going on? We don't have favor with you anymore? I mean, you would be, I want you to see the relationship part of this, because what we're going to get into tomorrow and beyond, you're going to have to understand there was a relationship, and you can have a relationship with grace. And Moses was entitled to that relationship, and he felt like grace should be responsible for his lifestyle. He sensed that. He knew that. So that's why he asked God, what done happened to grace? Where's she at? Where's your favorite? See, if you start sinning like that, what we're going to be talking about, you're going to really understand what I mean when I say have a relationship. Just like Pastor, she read a scripture a moment ago over there. I think it was Psalms. What was that? Psalms 84, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. Psalms 84, 11 and 12.
It said, blessed is the man that trusts in thee, meaning that you put your trust in God for his favor. And you know you're walking upright before God, because God gives grace and glory. So sometimes when you don't see that glory that went along with that grace, you have a tendency to go like, okay, what's going on here? See, once you have that relationship with God, that kind of relationship where you depend on grace. He said, the Lord to you. Now, so if you're going to give you grace, I want you to think about this. Please think about this. You got grace that's in your possession, and you know what grace does, and you understand what grace is all about. Now, all of a sudden, you don't have that grace. You don't have that grace, and you began to question it. It's sort of like you go to the bank and you know you can get an extra $1,000. And you go to the bank and that's locked down. It's like, oh, you can't get that now. Well, it makes you want to question that. Why can't I get that $1,000? I need that $1,000 right now. Are y'all seeing what I'm saying? Are you feeling it?
Yes, yes.
How important is to have that favor?
Yeah.
That favor, that ability to know. So Moses, so that's his position. He was like, okay, Lord, what's going on here? So when I read that, that's how I see that. I see that over in the book in Numbers is that Moses is telling the Lord, you don't see grace. I can't find grace. Where's she at now?
Yes. Want to know what happened.
yeah. What? Have I not found favor in thy sight? What? You don't have no more grace for me? One more scripture I'm going to give you. Because I want you to see this, really. Because in that 15th verse, read that from the 15th verse, Pastor, if you will. That's Numbers 11 and 15.
Okay. 11 and 15. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Amen. And from the Message Bible, God said to Moses, gather together 70 men from among the leaders of Israel, men whom you know to be respected and responsible. Take them to the tent of meeting. I'll meet you there. Okay. I'll come down and speak with you. I'll take some of the spirit that is on you and place it on them. They'll then be able to take some of the load of this people. You won't have to carry the whole thing alone. Man.
Yeah. See, the Lord answered Moses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He told, okay, bring the 70 people. Get all that. But here's what I want you to see. It's what was going on. Moses was saying, Lord, it's so much burden to try to carry for these people. And I can't care. I can't deal with it for their crying, for their weeping. And you know what? Lord, I just can't deal with all of this. He said, you know what? I'd rather, now, and you got to read this to get this. He says, I'm just not able to bear these people alone. I need your grace. In other words, I know when I got your grace, I can do this. So I wasn't able to find it. You don't find favor in me anymore. You don't allow that grace to go in my life anymore. And he says, you know what? I tell you where I am, Lord. I'd rather deal. I just rather you deal. Matter of fact, go on and kill me, Lord. I'm praying you're going to. If you're not going to let me enjoy your grace, if you're not going to put grace in my life, and if you haven't found favor in me, you can't see it. Lord, look here, Lord. These are wretched people. You know what, Lord? I'd rather just go on and die.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Moses happened to me. He said, you know what? I'm going to put it on them. See, that's what favor will do. The same burden that's on you, God can put it on somebody else when you have favor. Mm-hmm. When you have relationship and you know that you deserve it. I know y'all not really, but it's all good. I just want you to know that God wants you to know you got favor. And that same burden being placed on your life, God will put it on them. He'll turn it around. That's what he does. So when you hear certain scriptures where it teaches us that, like for instance, I'm just reminded of the fact that God had said with some of the writers, we talked about this before, these people knew, even the book of Revelation, remember I was telling you yesterday that Paul said, your grace is sufficient. You got to know. You got to know, brothers and sisters, that the grace of God needs to be with you at all times. You need to know that. You need to enjoy that. You need to have that confidence in
you.
Because, see, no matter what's going on, you want to say, Lord, let your grace abide.
Yeah.
When I was all about Revelation, when he said the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you always, you want that grace to be with you. Wherever that's what Moses was. Lord, I need your grace. I ain't trying to deal with it. When I think about what Paul said to the church at Rome, he was saying to them over there in Romans 1:7, to all that be in Rome, behold, called to be saints. He said, grace to you and peace from our Father. In other words, he said, I'm walking in God's grace. And those people understood what that meant. See, everybody don't get that. See, everybody don't get that. So when Peter was telling the people, grace and peace be multiplied, he knew you needed that.
Yeah.
But you have the knowledge of it. So he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. So he wanted you to have this grace and the peace that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, once you start operating in God's grace and you begin to grow in it, that's what the messenger said, grow in it. I love it, man. Mm-hmm. Grow in that knowledge. Yeah. Grow in grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that you possess. Once you're in that relationship, you become one with it, and you begin to depend on grace. You rely on it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know we're running over a little bit, but I just want you to know that I truly thank each and every one of you all for being on the broadcast, and we'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Then we can get into it because, you know, he was saying he didn't want to deal with all that ratchetness. He didn't want to deal with all that stuff, man. And God took it off us. And
yes,
see, I'm living that. I just go ahead on and confess to you right now. There's a lot of stuff going on. You don't want to be bothered with it. And I told God, Lord, I don't want to deal with it. All that old witch. And now, let me have your grace. Just show me favor in this situation. So this